A slice of North Philadelphia is still recovering from an hours-long shootout that shut down the neighborhood, sending six police officers to the hospital. WHYY's Aaron Mozo reports residents say the violent standoff was unprecedented.
The shootout started late Wednesday afternoon, just as Philip Green was getting home.
I heard gunfire as I was literally putting my key in the door. And then from there, it just got way worse.
For more than 7 hours, police took fire from a man barricaded inside a row home near North Broad Street. He surrendered, but not before sending six officers to the hospital with bullet wounds, the most in recent memory. In the aftermath, Green sat silently on his living room couch, exhausted but unable to calm his mind.
I'm not a violent person, so to me, being that close to bearing witness to some heavy violence, it didn't sit well with me. Still doesn't.
Green's neighbors are equally shaken. Crime isn't uncommon here, not by a long stretch, but this was different. The crush of squad cars that swarmed the area, the armed cops who charged down quiet residential blocks, the tear gas that pushed the suspect to put down his semi-automatic rifle. They'd never experienced anything like it. Lakeisha Wilson spent hours trapped inside a daycare on North Broad Street. She says it wasn't easy to stay calm.
I mean, it was kind of hard keeping on a straight face and things like that because, like I said, you don't know what's going on in the area.
Still, Wilson says she wasn't afraid to return to work the day after the shooting.
You have to worry about your life every day, so it's no telling what's going to happen when you walk out your doors.
For neighbors in this section of North Philly, that'll never just be talk now. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.